Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
how are you today?
Listen,
Tell
I'm here.
us all about it.
I'm here. I don't know if I'm coming or going, but I'm here.
So my favorite post of
It's
yours
cold.
yesterday, if you're not following Mandy on Instagram, you should be, but my favorite post is a picture of you dressed from the waist up with a computer on a box.
My computer is still on the box. Yep. Yeah. And the best part was, 45 minutes before that, I was sitting on my sofa. But the best thing, y'all know I'm not going to complain about the cold weather. I like the cold weather. I prefer the cold weather. The best thing about it is it's too cold in the mornings. So typically, as soon as I wake up, I put on like leggings and a shirt and Mercy and I go walk. But it's too cold. We're not doing that. We're getting up, we're going outside, we're taking care of business, and we're coming right back in.
Same.
And so what I've been doing is just putting leggings on and leaving my pajama top on. Because I put my coat on, nobody's gonna see. It's fine. So anyway, I was sitting there yesterday in my pajama top and leggings and showered, and I had a hearing in 45 minutes in Gainesville, Georgia. Through the magic of technology, I made it happen. I made
There
it
we go.
happen. Yes, so I'm working on this case. My lawyer in the craziest state hired me because they have a case that's Florida, Georgia. Did they live in Georgia? Did they live in Florida? There's probates pending in both states. And so Kelly hired me to help them with the Georgia part. So that's what that hearing was. But let me tell you what, between the craziest state and then being involved in this case, I've gotten a reminder of what big firm life is like. Lord, I'm real glad. I'm real glad. I'm real glad that the Lord saw fit for me not to take that path. I mean, I worked at Austin and Bird one summer and I was sick the whole summer. And that was just as a summer associate. So, I think I probably would have died. I would have perished.
You
It
would
would
have had a
not have
heart attack
been good.
long before now.
I mean, listen. So, anyway, yeah, I mean, the things that they get all exercised about, like at one point
Exercise.
this week, it was like, why? Does opposing counsel, why do their filings have a black stamp down the side and ours just have a red stamp on the top?
Stop
I give up. I don't know why. Why is that? And why does it matter
Why does it
at
matter?
all? Doesn't matter. What are we doing? But anyway, So anyway, I've just been dealing with that.
So I
Dealing
should
with
have led with this, and I apologize for interrupting, but I really want to know, how is your sister? If you don't know, they live in Nash Vegas, which is currently powerless, warm less iced over. So tell us about that.
frozen over. Yeah, so Nashville got snow Saturday, and then Saturday night it flipped to sleet and freezing rain. And so it basically just got frozen over through the night, Saturday night, and into early Sunday morning. They lost power Sunday morning, probably at about 9, and they still don't have power. They spent the first night at the house. And they lost power, but they also lost cell service. Like there was no cell service. And so I called when my sister sent me the, waved the white flag, Monday morning. I called and got them a reservation at a hotel close by. And so they ventured out pretty early Monday morning. They were able to get out of their neighborhood. A lot of people can't get out because the trees have fallen. They were able to get out of their neighborhood and they made it to their office because they couldn't check into the hotel until like 4. And so they made it to their office, which is their clinic's connected to the hospital, so they obviously have power. So they went to the office. She actually did some telehealth appointments. Because listen, if you work for HCA, even if the office is closed, like on Christmas Day, they have to use PTO.
Stop.
That counts as a PTO day. So anytime she can like squeeze a telehealth in, and she's like, oh, now I don't have to use the PTO day. Isn't
I
that the
love
dumbest policy you've ever
it.
heard of?
It is, yeah.
So anyway, so they made it to the office, they warmed up, they checked in the hotel. She said it's hysterical. There are so many dogs. So many dogs. The
Oh,
hotel
I bet.
is full of dogs. Also follow Stephanie, and I'm not sure, exactly sure how to pronounce her last name. Sabby, Sabbe. She's an interior designer in Nashville. She's a hoop. They had gone to the hotel Sunday. They have four kids. And she had posted a picture that her daughter and a friend of her daughter's who was staying at the same hotel, had started a dog walking business, which is genius because apparently all these
Genius.
hotels are full of dogs.
Genius. I love that.
Yeah. So yes, if they're still at the hotel, she actually just texted me this morning that they're gonna go. Our friend Ashley is down in Anna Maria, and so apparently Ashley has power at her house, so they're gonna stay at Ashley's house. But I saw Clea from the Home Edit. She posted yesterday. They flew to Los Angeles yesterday because they had gotten word that it's going to be at least 3 weeks before they get power back, and that the septic system, the sewer system, not septic, the sewer system is failing because its parts are frozen.
Nope.
And I'm sure they live in Belle Meade, which is just so Julie and Lewis live sort of west of Vanderbilt. And
Okay.
then I think the further west you went, the worse it got. Well, although East Nashville is also some of them, like I think it was just
Yeah.
bad all over. But
Is
so anyway,
it
Belle Meade
still
is just
cold
west.
or is
Yeah. And
okay?
that's the problem. Nothing's thawing. Nothing's thawing. That and there were like, I don't know, 400 power poles that were broken. There were 200,000 people without power in Nashville on Sunday. It's down to like 93, I think, at this point. But still, I think those folks are, it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
But the good news is, mom never lost power.
That's great.
So, because we were, she's on the 10th floor, and they had told them that the generators that they have would only heat the first two floors. And so they had gone and bought a bunch of air mattresses. And that was their
Gosh.
plan, was everybody was just going to camp out, which is fine. I mean, there's a
Yeah.
pool, there's a couple of restaurants. Like,
Yeah.
certainly could be worse, but air mattresses, amongst all the aged at the Crestmore, that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so mom's fine. Our aunt drove up from Montgomery, which we were like,
Why?
really? Okay. Well, they already had plans that they were going to do that, and the two of them just decided. Mom said, "It's going to be, you'll be fine. You can get here no problem by Tuesday," which she did. But then we're like, "What are y'all going to do? Because you can't go anywhere. Like nothing's open." So I don't know. I haven't asked. But anyway, So that's the fam update. They're still
Good.
frozen. The office, the clinic's open. Julie said two people showed up yesterday. I mean, she usually sees like 20 patients a day, and two showed up yesterday. But Lucy is, she just sent me a picture. Lucy's at work with her. Lucy's, hotel dog and office dog now. She's not going to know what to do with herself if life ever gets back to normal.
Yeah.
So,
Well,
but
I'm
yeah.
glad. I'm really glad. I know it was just it is and was really bad. So I'm glad that they're safe and warm. So that's good.
I woke up Monday morning, I guess, and my nose was a little cold. And I thought, oh, my poor sissy. She ain't got it. And listen, she's the eldest daughter, but she does not fit that stereotype at all.
Y'all are
Like,
very reversed to me.
yeah. I called her Wednesday or Thursday. I was like, okay, so have you made any plans? She's like, about what? For what? I was like,
Oh my God, sissy.
so usually what I do in that situation is like, I'm gonna make you an Amazon list and you need to get all these things. That's what I did before her surgery. I'm like, here, order all this.
Order all this.
So then I talked to her on Saturday and she was like, you'll be so proud. I cooked a beef stew and we've got a chicken pot pie and Lewis is making like a lasagna, like all this stuff. And I was like, great, what are y'all gonna do if you lose power?
How are you gonna heat it?
She's like, oh. And I said, well, have you at least gotten your fireplace fixed? Because they have a gas fireplace and it hadn't been working yet this season. And she said, no, we gotta buy new logs. We were supposed to go do that. And we didn't. I was like, yeah. So they had zero heat source.
What the hell? Yeah, so mine aren't working right now either. They were working and then all of a sudden, poof, they weren't. And so the first thing I did, because it's going to be really cold this weekend, is call and say,
I'm
somebody
like,
come do
listen.
this because I ain't doing without heat.
She's really good at other things. But she is not a typical first daughter
No.
cleaner. And Lewis is the oldest as well. And neither one of them.
They're both real
Neither one of
special.
them really. They're just like, oh, it'll work out, it'll be fine. And it does. Somebody asked my dad one time to describe us and what would happen if we were left on a cliff and we were told we had to jump off. And dad was like, Julie would immediately jump and figure out three different ways to safely land on her way down. And Mandy would never jump. She would figure out for somebody how to get somebody to come get her. She would not do it.
True.
So that's just how we are.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that's how we are. But yeah, in other news, I mean, I watched the football games.
Yes, I was wondering if you, I did too. I watched NFL.
How
Look at
about
me.
it?
Look at
They
that.
were good games, weren't
They
they?
were really good games.
So I was sad that Matthew Stafford lost, but I like Seattle, so
So
that's
it's been all over the place, but the Seattle, because I like a story, the Seattle quarterback's grandfather was one of the original Marlboro men. Did you know that?
I had not heard
And he's
that.
got a great name, like Dick Hammer. His name was Dick Hammer. No shit. And he's gorgeous in the Marlboro ads with the hat and the cigarette and the
That's a word I can't say.
Marlboro.
Because it's spelled Marlboro.
Burr.
So
Yeah. I say
I'm
it
always like,
South Georgia
Marlboro. I sound
Marlboro.
like I have marbles in my mouth.
I bet, right? But yeah, go Google him. His name was Dick Hammer. He was like this big athlete and a farmer and really did ride a horse. Like he was an actual Marlboro man. And then he was part of that campaign ad and he died before. What's the guy's? I don't even know the guy's name. I just know his grandfather's name is Dick Hammer. He died before he was
His
born, so
name's
he
Sam.
never met him.
His name is Sam Darnold,
There we
and he's
go.
actually a good story. He's actually a good story. He was drafted, he was an early draft pick, supposed to be big dog. And I can't remember, maybe by the Giants. But he has been with a couple of different teams and has never lived up to that potential. And then now he and I want to say it was like sort of just a throwaway pickup by the Seahawks when they got him, and lo and behold, if he hadn't just balled out. So that's a fun story. And then of course, the Patriots. I'm sorry, I just have residual
I know, but
dislike Patriots.
Drake and Michael are so cute. I
I
know.
just the Patriots. There was also a big hoopla this week that Bill Belichick did not get in the football NFL Hall of Fame on the first ballot,
He
which
had
I
too
thought was
many
funny.
scandals.
Well, and I think just what he's done in the past 4 or 5 years has just sort of tanked his reputation in general.
Indeed.
So, Patriots.
I know.
Baseball's getting closer. But
Olympics are getting closer.
everything's kind of settled with baseball. Nothing's really moving. Cubs had their convention. So that was fun. The 2016 Cubs team came back because it's been 10 years since they won. And
Love
yeah, I
them.
loved watching that team. They were fun. So that was fun. But yeah, everything's just sort of rolling along. Other than that, I did decide. So I was supposed to stay on hole 30 until I think Sunday was supposed to be my last day. And I had not lost any weight in 2 days, which is stupid. Like you're not even supposed to weigh yourself until the end of hole 30 anyway. But I was like, you know what? I hadn't lost weight in 2 days. I was so sick of all the food that I was just like eating, like, you know, potatoes, like just French fries for dinner. I'm tired of trying to figure this out. And I thought, well, this is not helping. This is stupid at this point. So, and I was making a soup yesterday for lunch, and I really wanted to make the Roberto soup, which we have talked about before. And it has garbanzo beans in it. And I just said, okay, you know what? I'm done with whole 30. I'm putting the garbanzo beans in
Do
my
it
soup. That's how I broke my whole 30 fast, was
with
with
a
beans.
beans.
Beans. That's who I am.
I
So,
love it.
anyway.
Good for you. Good
Yeah.
for you. Good for you for hanging in this long. Good for you for breaking it with something that's a bean and
Right?
not
It's not
like.
like I went and got a
Oh,
Although I did have a gigantic bowl of pasta carbonara for dinner.
there we go. Get it. Get it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Anyway, what's going on with you, Katie?
So obviously it's been really cold. We did not have to cancel church Sunday, which was great. It was very cold, but there was no rain. It did rain tremendously that afternoon. And
Yeah.
then it's been cold ever since. It's supposed to be a little bit warmer, but then again, this weekend, it's supposed to get down to 19 again. I'm just not made for that. My friend that lives in New Hampshire will send me pictures from his house where there's like 6 feet of snow, and I'm like, that I would literally die. I my body is not equipped for that. No
It
thanks.
does. Just like my blood got really thin moving to Florida.
Yeah.
Like when I was living in D.C. Like you, and too, the other thing that makes it easier for them who live there all the time is they have the provisions. They
Yes.
have the right clothes. They have the right, and like it just doesn't make sense for us to
Yeah.
maintain all of those things.
They don't even sell those kind of clothes down here. It is not in
Right.
stores. We don't have plows. I mean, he was saying that, you know, the plow truck hadn't come by, so we had to dig out. And I was like, what's a plow truck? You know, we just don't own those things down here. They're not, but they're equipped, like you said, but still, I don't do it. So I'm ready for it to be warm again. Part of the weather issues, especially starting with the rain, is Sunday afternoon. I looked out the door and there was this sweet little face looking back at me, drenched in rain. And it
Oh.
was Diana the cat. And so I brought her in and dried her off and let her stay in. And of course, honey does not love when the cats are inside. But the problem was little Art never showed up, and little Art has not shown up. And so
No.
since Saturday night, I haven't seen him. And I've been watching my Ring camera like all night. Like I wake up and look and see if anybody's on the porch, and he has not been back. I'm very worried, but I'm trying not to worry. I'm hoping that like a neighbor saw him and he acted like he didn't have a house and was being a little turd and telling people he didn't get fed or whatever. But, you know, that's my hope, is that a neighbor grabbed him when it was really cold. I'm holding out hope for that. So I didn't want to let her back
Lady
out, but
Stephanie.
she, what now?
That lady Stephanie Sabi that I was talking about in Nashville, she had a cat. She had a little kitten that showed up at her house that she like hand fed, like it was such a baby, and its mama was gone. And so she like raised. She would tease and say she birthed this baby, like it, this cat was her baby. It disappeared like a year and a half ago, and she was so sad. And then like week before last, vet's office called her and was like, "Hey, we have your cat." And a woman who apparently just collects cats had they had been treating the cat for like a year and a half and just had never scanned the chip. And something made them scan the chip and they saw that the cat actually belongs to Stephanie. So they returned her cat a year and a half later.
I mean, I would love for him. I would love nothing more than to open that door or to hear his little, because he's a chatty one, to hear his little meow outside that door. So I'm hoping that he did not go the way of the pit bull up the street. I'm really hoping. Really hoping. We'll see. So I let Diana out today very, very trepidly. Like I was like, girl, don't you run away. And she's been like right by the front door when I took Honey back out. So, I mean, I love these cats. I didn't think I would as much, but they've been so much fun to have inside. They really have. They've been playing. I've gotten to know their personalities. I've never really been a cat person because my mom was so allergic growing up. And then I was really allergic too for a long time. But I got curly hair when I went through menopause and I got rid of that allergy. Their menopause. So
There you go.
it was a trade. But Honey has hated every second. But I've loved it. I really have. I've loved having him in here. And so I hope that it all works out. So that's the cat drama because of the cold and the rain. But let me tell you, open that door and her little soaked self and
Oh.
her little face, she was like, please,
And
please
her
let
brother
me
was
in.
gone.
And
And her
my
brother
brother's gone.
got her a bar sale.
So I don't know. I'm hoping. I told her when she left, not that I know that they can't understand me, but I told her, I said, go find your brother and bring him back. So I'm
Yep.
hoping that she does.
Maybe so.
We
Maybe
shall
so.
see. The
Yeah.
other thing I'm very excited I'm going to try today, my favorite little shop in Pitts, Georgia, the station where I get a lot of my local stuff, is now making sandwiches. And the whole reason they're making these sandwiches is because they're starting to sell gluten-free flour, because their daughter has to be gluten-free. And so they've gotten, they do all these oils, the sunflower oil and the pecan oil and all this stuff that's different, that they grow. And so they're thinking about getting into this world as well. So I have a niece and a brother that are gluten-free, and so I'm hoping that this is something that will kind of take off. So I'll let you know how it goes and when they have the products in full on their shelves. So if you are gluten-free and want some gluten-free flour to have at your house, then we will I'll source that for you. So and have it be a Georgia company. So real proud of them and excited to try this sandwich. Looks really good. It's a panini with like turkey and sun-dried tomatoes and all kinds of good stuff. So I'm excited for that.
Yum. I could
I
eat a
know. So
sandwich.
I know. I know. And it's gluten free. So, I mean, not that I'm gluten free, but it's healthier. So that's good. So that's about it in my world, just trying to stay warm and dry. The other thing that's obviously coming up, so excited about the Olympics. They start next week. Which is hard to believe that the never-ending month of January is almost over. So I'm very excited about that. But so we're going to continue our little workup to the Olympics. And Mandy, you've got a name that I don't know. So tell me about this Olympian for us and bring us a good story.
We're probably going to be hearing a lot about, and I've already forgotten how to pronounce his last name, Max Nomoff. It's actually Maxim, is his full name, Maxim
Ooh,
Nomoff.
I like that.
He is, he's on our men's figure skating team, and his parents both died in the plane crash. Remember, there was that plane crash outside of DC, like right after Trump got sworn in, and there were a
Yes.
bunch of figure skating related people on
Yes.
the plane. Both his parents died. And I want to say
Stop.
they were like Russian, both of them were Russian skaters like back in the day. But
Oh.
they had come to the States, and Max will be representing the United States at the Olympics. And he just seems like the sweetest kid. Has obviously had a lot to overcome in the last year, but has worked
Yes.
hard and done it. And so he will be skating for Team USA, who I saw our buddy Johnny posted this morning that today's the day that they're leaving to head to Italy.
So exciting. I would love to look inside his suitcases and see what fun, crazy stuff he's taking with him. So I know we'll see it on the TV, but I bet it's pretty epic. So
How about you, Katie? Who have you got for us?
today I've got her name is Erin Jackson, and Erin is a gold medal winner. She is a speed skater, and she comes from the world of track and field. But she made the switch over to the Winter Olympics. She's the first Black woman to win a gold in an individual winter sport at the Olympics. And we're
Oh, yeah,
so
I remember.
excited. I'm so excited to watch her. She does the 500 meter, the 1,000 meter, and the team sprint. But what I really like about her is that she's kind of paying it forward. She works a lot with a group called Edge Outdoors, and that's an organization that tries to help women of color get into skiing and snowboarding, but she wants to expand Edge Outdoors to include speed skating and make that transition as well. And so I just love her story that she is trying to empower other women. Women of color, and she's another one that made that switch from the summer to the winter and just saw some opportunity to do something different and to really be able to have a better chance to be able to compete. And so I love that. I also love that her hobbies, it says, are pickleball and kickball. I mean, I feel like we need a kickball league. I'll be a cheerleader, but other than that, you know.
I've never wanted to play team sports.
But I just love it, and I like her. I like you. I remember her from the last one, and she's 33. God love her, and she's from Ocala, Florida. At 33, I was not running or sprinting or skating or doing anything like that. So, good for
Makes my
her.
knees hurt to think
I
about.
know, right? But I'm excited to watch her again. I think she will be fun to watch, and she has a really good chance in her events. And so that'll be a lot of fun. So those are great people to look out for. So be on the lookout. Now, the other thing, because next week is the opening ceremonies, Mandy and I tend to do theme dinners. And so, Mandy, what are you planning on doing this year for your Italian feast?
Originally, I had thought about ossobuco because that
Mm.
is Milanese specialty.
It is.
I can't get veal shanks anywhere. I can get beef shanks at Whole Foods,
Yeah.
but I don't know. Just so I kept looking. There's apparently they have a specialty risotto which they make with saffron. And I happen to have some saffron, so I may do that.
Love it.
And then,
Have
but I
you ever
also
made a
found,
risotto?
I make risotto a lot, yeah.
Okay. I thought so. That scares me to death. So I've never made it, so I don't want to do it for my Olympic meal.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Okay.
It really is not hard. You just boil the broth in one pan, and then you have the risotto in the other pan, and it's just a matter of cooking it slow enough for it to actually get cooked and stirring it.
Okay.
So it's, I mean, it's a little intensive because you do kind of have to just stir it for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But There are oven risottos, which I have also made. I don't enjoy them as much. But yeah, so I may do that. But then I also found a recipe for minestrone. And this article that I linked to that has a recipe for Milanese minestrone was talking about what we have talked about, what I learned before we went to Italy, is every region has its own particular take on minestrone. The Milanese version, I think what they claimed its specialty is that it adds a rind of Parmesan cheese. That seems like something they all do, but this is what this article claimed. But basically, it's just, and of course, in Italy, they start with guanciale, which, we can't really find here. So you can use pancetta or bacon. And then it's just like a vegetable soup,
I
really.
love it. Which sounds great in these freezing times.
Right, that's what I thought. The ossobuco would also be good because it's sort of like a beef stew, sort of a fancy beef stew. So I don't know. I might still do that. I don't know. But this minestrone, it's like a vegetable soup, but then it does have the same rice that you use to make risotto, the arborio rice. You put some of that in there, and then it also has beans, which I'm real excited about.
Love it.
So that's sort of what's on my agenda. What about you, Katie? What are you looking at?
So, I just, with this new food world that I'm in, I don't cook like large amounts of anything much. I think a soup would be good because I could freeze it. So I thought about doing that, but then I found on New York Times, which is what I've linked to, is a chicken Milanese with tomato, mozzarella, and basil salad. So I can just make enough for one night. And then I have, I'm gonna probably make my own version of the salad because I've got that yummy sunflower oil from the station that they make with the herbs already in it. And so I thought that would be real fun and easy to marinate the tomatoes and the mozzarella in, and then get some lemons to brighten everything up. But like you, I can't find veal down here very easily. I can get lamb, I can get pork, I can get chicken, but veal is a whole thing. I just Anyway, so I thought that this would be an easy thing for me to make and a portion that I can really have pretty easily. The other thing I'm gonna try, and y'all, I mean, I love sweet stuff, and I was not gonna make an entire tiramisu. I would eat it for a month and a half. Like, there's no way. So I'm gonna try the viral Japanese cheesecake thing that's all over the clock app. I got my Greek yogurt and Biscoff cookies, and I saw Al Roker do this on the Today Show, and if Al does it, but he put a little coffee in the Greek yogurt, and I was like, there's my tiramisu without having to make a whole tiramisu.
There you go.
So I'm gonna try it. I'll let y'all know how it goes, but I've got that
I
to
would also
make.
recommend, I made it Christmas. It's a New York Times recipe. It's the tiramisu pie.
I saw
So
that.
it's not quite as involved
Okay.
as a whole tiramisu. But it was delicious. Now, you do need to, like, if you're gonna do it, go ahead and get on Amazon and order some lady fingers, because it's hard to find lady fingers like just at
Well,
the grocery store. So
we certainly
plan
don't
ahead
have
if you're
them at
going to
the pig.
do that. Yeah.
So that ain't
But
happening.
that's also good. If you're looking for a dessert, I would recommend that.
Yeah, I saw that. I looked because tiramisu, and then something I saw was cannoli. So if you have a bakery near you that has, just go to your local bakery and get an Italian dessert of some kind if you really, if you want to do that instead of making it. So I don't have that luxury right now. But anyway, so I'll let you know how the viral thing goes. We'll see. I don't know. But it's definitely got protein in it, so there's that.
There you go.
If nothing
There you go.
else.
Yeah. Well, that'll be, well, talk to us about your favorites, Katie.
Yeah, so because Saturdays are not filled with sports right now, I've had the chance to watch some new shows and catch up on some new seasons. Two, I'm going to go by station. So Peacock or NBC, there are two of them that I really love that are new. One of them's called Long Bright River, and that's with Amanda Seyfried. And she. It is a, it is very dark. It is so good. She is so good in anything that she does. I just love her. So, she plays a Philly cop who is one of the few that tries to help the women that live on their streets and work on their streets. And you kind of learn why and what her backstory is as you go. And it's just so good. Long Bright River, really, really recommend. Peony, which is called, is stands for Person of No Interest. It has, oh gosh, who's the girl from The Mother of Dragons? What's her name? Y'all know
I just saw her and I was like, oh,
names are so.
Khaleesi.
Yes. What's her name in real life, though?
That I don't, I saw it yesterday and I went, oh, that's Khaleesi.
Ugh. So person of no interest, she and this other and her friend are the
Amelia
wives.
Clark.
Amelia Clark, thank you. I was trying to Google it and talk at the same time. That wasn't working either. Amelia Clark, who is so precious, is so precious. And she's really good in this and really funny and very endearing, I would call it. So she and her friend are living in Russia with their husbands who work at the US consulate, which is a big wink, wink, nod, nod that they're in the CIA. Well, within the first 3 minutes, the husbands are killed. And so they, the wives then become persons of no interest because no one in the 70s, especially set in the 70s, would think of women as spies. And so they're able to get in places that they wouldn't normally be able to send spies. It's just really funny. It's very fun. It's not as dark as you would think, but the clothes are great, the sets are great, and the two girls are just so good. So recommend that one.
Okay.
Two of my favorite shows are back on HBO: Shrinking, Episode One, Michael J. Fox, so
Oh,
good, so good.
I haven't watched.
It's just the best. It's the same people that do Ted Lasso. It's just so
I mean, I've
good.
watched Shrinking. I just haven't watched the new season
Yeah,
yet.
so it's just one. So they release weekly, unfortunately. I wish that the whole season out was out, but it's so good. It does not disappoint. So season three's out. And then Hijacked is with Idris Elba. I didn't know this was going to be a series. I thought it was a one and done, but we're back for season two. And it's a slow burn on what's
Okay.
really happening. And Idris Elba's just really good to look at. And so I
Right.
just am enjoying that tremendously. If you like British period crime drama, Bookish is for you. It's about a guy that owns a bookstore and his name is Book. His last name is Book. Right after World War II. And great cast. You'll recognize a lot of them from other British dramas. So good. Light, but you know how the British do a crime drama. It's like
I love them.
Grantchester-ish, but it's really, really good. So you're gonna like it if you like those kind of shows. And then, I've been real disappointed with Disney and Marvel lately. They have really just put things out just to be putting things out. But this new show, I haven't been all the way through it yet. I just started it. It's called Wonder Man. It's so good.
Okay.
I've been really, you don't have to have watched any Marvel at all to enjoy this one. Sir Ben Kingsley reprises a very small role that he played in other movies, kind of like a character actor kind of character.
Yeah.
And he's brilliant in anything he does. The other guy in it is named Yaye. I think that's how you say it. Yahya is his first name. And he's just so good, so natural. Anyway, it's just really good. So I've enjoyed it so far, very much. And then the last thing is that
Okay.
we
Well,
find that. Yeah, so all good things. The other thing I found this week was at my favorite store, The Station. It's another Georgia product, and it's so close to my last name that I had to try it, and I did, and I fell in love because I love sugar. It's called Griff's Coffee Toffee. I like the coffee version. They have a pecan version as well, but I've linked the actual store. I'm sure you can get it on the Amazon, but I've linked their website, but if you like toffee, the shit is so effing good. And it's basically my last name. So
Okay.
there we go. So those are all the things. So enjoy.
Well, good. That's a
I
lot.
can't
I like it.
wait for you to watch Shrinking. It's so good. The first episode's really good, so
It
you're gonna
is
love it.
good.
Yep.
It is so good.
So, what are you up to
Okay. Well,
this
thanks.
week, Mandy? You're welcome. What you got going on?
I'm just working.
I know, too much.
Working.
You're earning those
Working.
5 o'clock drinks.
Oh, wait. Can't even stop at five.
I know, right?
The struggle is, so the dog likes to start asking for her supper at around three,
Oh.
and she doesn't eat until five, which is early in itself,
Yeah.
but I give up at five.
Yeah.
But so the way I have dealt with this is to, like, first of all, tell her no and make her, wait a little while longer. And once she gets where she just can't wait any longer, then I give her one of her frozen Kongs, and that takes her about 30 minutes. And then by that time, hopefully we've made it to like 4:15 or somewhere. And then we can go take a walk. And then that like gets us to five. It's too freaking cold.
Yeah.
So that's really my main thing, is trying to figure out how to hold this dog off
Yeah.
in this freezing weather
Yeah.
without, her driving me crazy. But anyway, so yesterday we went and walked because it was so warm and the sun was still up. So we went and walked at like 3:30, and then I was gonna go back to work when I got back, but I had to deal with the dog barking at me the whole time because she wanted supper. So listen, these are our struggles.
Yeah.
These are our.
She doing okay
Anyway, what's going on in
health-wise?
your world? Huh? Yeah, she's doing good.
Yeah. So just, on cat watch, like that's really it occupies my brain most of the time. Like, please let this cat be
Yeah.
okay. I mean, I just anyway. So there's that. I'm just, normal every day, writing sermons, visiting people, all the things. So there's that. This weekend, because it's going to be so cold again, I'm hoping that my fireplace is fixed. I'm going to sit right here and read and watch some more
Stella.
TV and not do anything because it's going to be cold. When it gets closer to time, I'm very excited. I've got a trip planned to Nashville, so that's on the horizon, as long as there's power there.
Hopefully they've thawed out.
Right?
Oh.
I mean, you said 3 weeks and my trip's the end of February, so really hopeful.
Yep. Well.
Yeah. So that's about it. That's all we're doing is just hanging out and doing our normal stuff. So yeah, looking forward to the Olympics. That's my mate. The thing that's on the horizon for me that it gives me the most joy, which I don't know what that says about my life in general, but
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I have no social life at all. I just,
Listen, okay.
yeah. So,
Okay.
anyway.
I'm just sitting here. I just got an email from the firm.
Oh.
Listen,
I wish y'all could see her face right now.
just don't understand. Hire
Oh.
me for a reason to help you with
Yeah.
Georgia law and
Yeah.
what I can't think of the word I want, but practices.
Yeah.
So I send you what you need to send out to send a notice of deposition.
Yeah.
I send you exactly what you need, and you send it back to me with 12 things, 12 things added to it that you don't need. Whatever,
Whatever.
whatever, whatever.
Just write me a check for my time,
Exactly.
please.
I'll just bill you for looking at it again.
Yeah.
But quit. I'm at the point where I'm like, why are you bothering to ask me? You're going to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I did have a big win yesterday. We had a hearing yesterday morning, and something I had told them was like, no, they can't ask for a jury trial now. They had to ask for it 30 days after their first filing. So, no.
Yeah.
And what's even funnier about this is that the opposing counsel in this case is the same opposing counsel from the crazy estate. So I'm
You're familiar. Yeah.
quite familiar with them. And the fact that they conceded the point on that yesterday, I was like, I've been dealing with these people for 2.5 years. I had never seen them concede a point on anything. So I
Nope.
did feel good about that. Did
Good.
not feel did not feel so good about the fact that the people I'm working with had filed something with the court that had my name on it that I had never seen.
Oh.
Had to send a little email yesterday that was not acceptable. We won't be doing that anymore. Thank you.
Lord.
Listen, it doesn't have to be that hard, y'all. It
Yeah.
just does not have to be this hard. I don't know why everybody has to make everything harder.
Yeah. Yeah. There's somebody in my life that creates chaos where none exists. And I say that sentence all the time.
Well, I've got a great, and on the other hand, a case I took over for my opposing counsels in Carrollton. This man could not be nicer. He cannot be more reasonable. He is a joy to work with. He's been completely understanding of the shit show of trying to wind up somebody else's legal practice. Like,
Yeah.
just
Yeah.
the, like, there's just, and proof that it doesn't have to be the other way. But here we are.
Here we
That's how
are.
some lawyers make their money. Oh, anyway, all right,
Anyway,
well.
y'all
Everybody, I hope
have a
your week is full of people who make life easier.
good luck with that.
Yeah.
And let us know if you decide to
Oh.
make a opening ceremonies meal. Let us know what you do. Go
Bye,
find your
y'all.
people. Bye.